I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you love Selena?
Like, really love?
Whether you saw her live, saw the movie as a kid, or saw her looks all over TikTok, there's no shortage of reasons to stan the Queen of Tejano.
And stan we do over 3 whole episodes of our podcast, Becoming an Icon.
We're reminiscing as lifelong Selena fans, sharing hot takes and telling her story. Listen to Becoming an Icon on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Becoming an Icon.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
All right, coming up this hour, we'll have an update on the Colorado Springs shooting at the nightclub and also a big development in the big story from last week about the man who ran over the police recruits who were out on a morning jog in South Whittier. He has done an interview with NBC4. It will air in its entirety tonight on the 11 o'clock news, where we have a clip and we will talk about it. And his attorney is scheduled to appear on our show tomorrow. Bottom line is, he says he fell asleep. He did not intentionally run over the police recruits. So, and a little interesting tidbit in there about his face. If you saw the photos of him when the police were talking to him, he's got some bruises or cuts on his face. No,
yeah.
He says there's a reason for that, and it's not related to the accident.
Yeah.
Well, I
think I understand the legal strategy here. I've tied all the strands together. I could actually see what they're doing. I see the moving parts.
All right. Well, they met in good old Sharm El Sheikh, which, again, I tried to order at McDonald's the other day. They don't have it.
Do you ask every week?
I do. I want a Sharm El Sheikh. It's in Egypt. It's a city. Who are they? Well, it's the nations who have decided to get together and talk about the climate.
Yes.
The latest climate conference.
These are these poor nations that are trying to shake money down from the wealthy nations. And so they're claiming they've suffered damage because the wealthy nations emit so many greenhouse gases.
The wealthy nations get all the carbon, right?
Yeah.
Now, right. Why do you think we talked about this? China wants to develop into a bigger economy by lifting all its poor people out. They need all the carbon.
These nations saying, look, we're so poor, we've never figured out how to make any money. So we're not producing any greenhouse gases. We're not producing any pollution. We're not affecting the climate. We don't know what we're doing here. We have no industries.
They say that they have had climate worse than flooding, droughts, heat waves, famines, and storms. And they do not contribute much to the carbon output compared to the industrialized nations.
Right.
So therefore, they want to be compensated. And apparently, we agreed.
Because these places never had flooding before?
Climate justice, it's called.
They never had flooding. They never had droughts before.
Not like this. Apparently, you have to leave Tuvalu.
How would they know? There's nobody on the planet more than 110 years old.
Well, they're going to say that scientists, in the aggregate, agree that there is climate change and warming.
Right.
And then the next part is
how do we know they're flooding and storms? How do we know they're right? How many things?
It's the consensus, and you do not question it anymore.
How many things were we sold by consensus during COVID?
Well, it's a shorter
study. How much consensus were we forced to swallow?
They've been studying the climate change thing now for decades, so COVID's only been around a couple of years.
Right. So they know what kind of droughts there were 500 or 5,000 years ago. They know the flooding from 5,000 years ago. They know this. They know that this isn't some grand mega cycle that repeats itself over and over, going back hundreds of thousands of years. They know this.
Now, they have not agreed on an overall temperature goal or emissions cutting. However, they did agree on this compensation fund.
This is the shut-up fund.
The details have not been revealed yet.
Because they know that the developed world is never going to be able to cut down their emissions. That's not going to happen. Not anytime soon. There's no technology to do it.
Right.
It's like Gavin Newsom finally admitting, it's like, no, keep those gas power plants going. Keep the nuclear plant going. Because they don't have an answer.
Look at this, though. The agreement includes a veiled reference to the benefits of natural gas as a low-emission energy.
That's right.
Despite some nations calling for a phase down. California is one of those nations. We're a nation state.
Yeah.
They wanted to cut back on our use of natural gas.
Yeah. Well, that's insane. So they're not going to do it, because the lowest emission fossil fuel is natural gas and the zero emission fuel is nuclear. So you will see, no matter how many stupid pontificating preening virtue signals we have right now, that ultimately we're going to go heavier and heavier into natural gas and nuclear, because there's no other choice. And everyone knows there's no other choice, because there's 134 developing nations that are trying to shake the rich ones down. Nobody wants to join that group of 134. We don't want to be them. They want to be us. We don't want to be them. So we're not going to be cutting our emissions significantly anytime soon.
Well, look at that. The finance minister quoted in here from one of these nations that's been impacted by climate change is Tuvalu. Tuvalu's in the South Pacific. It's an independent island nation within the British Commonwealth. 9 islands, a grand total of 12,000 people. That's it.
Wouldn't it be cheaper to give them first-class tickets?
They claim that they're sinking, right?
Well, how is the money going to stop them from being overwhelmed by the rising ocean? That's impossible. If Tuvalu's going under, it's going under. Get off the island.
It is one of the smallest countries in the world, with the highest point at 4.6 meters above sea level.
I wonder what the population is.
How long until I said 12,000.
Well, that's nothing.
No, it's very small.
Not even two-thirds of Staples Center.
Sea level rise may consume the entire island in the next 100 years.
Okay.
Is the estimate.
So wait, we got to give them money because 100 years from now? So they have 100 years to get on a boat or a plane and get out of there. So go.
They rely heavily on fishing income. Well, that makes sense. 42% of the population is involved in fishing.
Okay, but look, if it's over, it's over. Let's pay for their tickets.
That may happen, right? But that's why they want the money. You're paying for the tickets.
Well, yeah, but are they going to get out now, or are they going to keep shaking us down every year or every time they have one of these climate meetings?
It's about halfway between Australia and Hawaii and Fiji. You're probably familiar with Fiji's to the south.
You know what islands are? Islands are the tips of underwater mountains that just happen to stick up just barely over the surface.
Yeah.
It's a freak. Right?
It's kind of what, like Hawaii is, there, right?
Yeah, right. There's lots of mountains that we don't know about because the tip is buried under the ocean water. So, all right, a few of them stick up over the top, and people, maybe thousands of years ago, they were in a boat. Somebody floated onto the island. Hey, this is nice. Let's stay here. And then they start mating and reproducing, and then you got 12,000 people. But that's not a permanent state. No island is a permanent state forever.
Here's the statistics you need to hear. They're laid out here in this Wall Street Journal's editorial. China emits 2/3 more carbon dioxide than Europe and U.S. combined. Coal accounts for 60% of China's power generation, and more new coal plants are set for approval through the year 2025.
Yeah,
China says it needs more coal power for energy security, and unlike Europe and the U.S., it will not commit climate suicide.
Right, and neither will we. This is all for show to appease crazed activists.
I don't think they're putting any money into this fund from what I see here.
You know why? The United Nations currently classifies China as a developing country. So it's actually eligible for climate compensation.
Even though it's causing more of the climate.
Right. And it's the second largest economy behind the United States. Second largest economy. It is number one by far greenhouse gas emitter. And it's supposed to be on the list to get money. From us? This is all corrupt.
They call this, the Biden administration shows once again that the religion of climate change is progressive penance for the sin of being prosperous. That's where they put that.
The U.S. and the European Union are pushing for assurances that China will eventually contribute and that China will not receive money from it. They haven't worked that out yet.
No.
No. So this is a bogus announcement. It's being hailed in all the stupid progressive newspapers. Oh, my God, an unprecedented agreement. No. There's no unprecedented agreement. In fact, there's no guarantee, according to the New York Times, that wealthy countries will actually deposit money into the fund. 10 years ago, the U.S., the European Union, and other wealthy emitters promised to spend $100 billion.
Well, as you just heard on the news, they have shut down the northbound 405 freeway in Van Nuys to investigate a possible shooting. This happened during the 4 o'clock hour. It is closed northbound at Sherman Way. And this is the time of day where there's a lot of people trying to go north on the 405. So you heard the alternative roads that you probably should choose. Don't know how long. Usually, we still don't know whether or not someone was actually, no victim's been found, no suspect's been located, but they must have gotten some sort of a call. And they sometimes go there and look at forensic evidence. That's why they close the freeway. They go up and down.
They're forcing everyone. They're forcing everyone off at Victory Boulevard going north.
Yeah.
So now it's backing up down the 101. If you're trying to take the 101 west, there is a red line that is spreading eastward.
Mm.
It's about it, you know, Van Nuys Boulevard and Woodman.
Oh, yeah, because they're trying to get on the 405 north from the 101.
Yeah.
Right. So.
And then going north on the 405, it's backed up to National Boulevard.
Yeah. Well, you're wondering if, because there was another shooting they were investigating in Torrance last week. I wonder if these freeway shootings are making their way back into the, I think there was a celebrity last week who claimed that her car got shot at on one of the freeways. So to keep an eye on that kind of story. We were just talking about the U.S. and other wealthy nations agreeing to a fund for poorer nations to help them deal with the difficulties from climate change that may, like, flood your island. I don't know. I always read about Tuvalu. That's why I wanted to look it up.
I know. No, they always come
the
up.
The finance minister was quoted in the article and like, who is this guy and how many people are there?
They're actually going to
10,000.
They're going to spend this much money on something that's inevitable? There's nothing you can do. You know, in the
Oh, it's inevitable that the islands all sink?
If they're right, then yeah, it's inevitable. If they're right, that it's not sinking, it's that the ocean overwhelms over the top. You know, the mountain is stationary. Tuvalu is not going to move. It's not going to sink downward. It's the water is going to rise and overwhelm it, so you have to leave. I don't understand why people can't accept that. I mean, we're not, until we get some huge technological innovations, nothing's going to change. That's what Bjorn Lomborg, who we have on frequently, says. He's the climate expert, and he says we can reduce emissions through technological innovations, but forcing people not to be part of the modern world is not going to happen.
Yeah, I think you quoted Bill Clinton saying something like that years ago. We could shut down everything.
Yeah, he says you'd have to shut down 80% of the world and really go back to the way people lived life in the early 1800s. I think the combustion engine, the Industrial Revolution was in the mid-1800s.
Right.
So you'd have to go back to that. Because in the early 1800s, 90% of America was farming. And the other 10% were the local shops and government. But everybody just had a farm and they fed themselves. And maybe they went into the town square and everybody traded their crops. But it was largely local farms. How else would you live? And that's what you'd have to go back to.
Well, here's a fascinating poll that came out from the Pew Research Center. It found that many adults, of course, consider climate change to be a serious problem. But when they broke this down into people's religious commitments, they found that highly religious Americans, and these are people who say that they pray every day, regularly attend religious services, and consider religion very important in their lives, they are far less likely than other U.S. adults to express concern about warming temperatures around the globe.
It's God's will.
That is actually one of the reasons that was cited. There was an explanation from people who held that viewpoint. One was that there are much bigger problems in the world today, or that God is in control of the climate, or they do not believe the climate actually is changing.
I'm kind of amazed, but I'm fascinated by the arrogance of human beings who think they can control the climate. You can't. There's nothing you can do about the climate. The power of the Earth's atmosphere and the sun and the moon is far, infinitely more powerful than you standing here, you little speck of useless dust.
Well, they've decided, though, that the carbon output can affect it, no?
Yeah, but we're not going to be changing that anytime soon. We can't. There is no life without burning fossil fuels. Fossil fuels is what brought billions of people out of poverty. Otherwise, people would be dying because everybody would be poor.
No, I think the real truth is we just don't have the alternative.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Unless there
isn't enough other forms of power.
No, they have overhyped wind and solar by a 10,000-fold margin. There isn't anything. Fossil fuels got us out of the 1800s. Our life expectancy has doubled. It has eradicated poverty for billions. You take fossil fuels out of world history over the last 200 years, and you don't have much of a country or much of a world. You'd have what you had in the 1800s. I mean, that's a fact. So I have no patience for these virtue signaling, preening fools. You're out of your minds. You're fantasizing. And I think most Americans of them are just scamming a lot of money off this.
Religious Americans also voice concerns about the potential consequences of more environmental regulation, such as a loss of individual freedom, fewer jobs, or higher energy prices.
Well, and that's what's happening.
Well, that's
right?
A practical response, right?
Right. To the extent that we have to endure this nonsense, what does it mean? We're giving up more and more money, giving it up to the
government. That's what defined California. That's what we've been doing here for years.
Yeah, well,
trying to fight our own little war against the climate. All it's doing is resulting in more regulation, fewer jobs, and higher energy prices.
And what do we have? We've got more poor people proportionally than any other state. Just created a lot of poverty.
The biggest bombshell, we found out that the fires of 2020 wiped out all the gains of the previous 20 years.
Right.
In California's climate fight.
Right.
It's ridiculous.
Because the environmentalist nuts, some of their other wacky theories, actually caused the fires to become more intense and more widespread because they didn't want anything in the forest touched. So all the dead trees piled up and all the underbrush piled up, and that created a lot more fuel. They have been preaching stuff that's just been wrong for 100 years. It's just been wrong. And they'll be proven wrong on many other things. We have the worst expert. And what it's become is a racket. It's become a way to make money. And what they've done is they've stifled dissent. They have stifled research that doesn't investigate the opposite of what they preach. What if they're wrong? Nobody thinks that. What if I'm wrong? What if my great wacky theory is a failure? Because there's no money in that. There's money in going along and getting the grant and telling everybody what they want to hear. That's how you make money. Tell people what they want to hear.
Oh, here's a funny survey answer. 1 in 10 U.S. adults say it is morally wrong to drive a car with low gas mileage. 10% it comes out.
You don't want to be around that 10%.
Okay. They'll nag you about it.
They all live in Santa Monica.
All right, coming up next, we'll update you on two of the bigger stories today, the mass shooting at a nightclub in Colorado Springs, and here locally, the driver who ran into the police cadets in South Whittier finally does an interview. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Now, there was a mass shooting over the weekend at a place called Club Q in Colorado Springs, Colorado, an LGBTQ nightclub. Apparently, a drag show had been going on when a large man described as over 300 pounds by the name of Anderson Lee Aldrich, 22 years old, entered the nightclub and began opening fire. The only thing that stopped him, apparently, a couple of nightclub customers, particularly one man, found an opportunity to tackle Aldrich from behind. They scuffled over the weapon. It eventually got kicked away. And then there was a pistol that apparently Aldrich was carrying in his pocket that fell out. And the man who subdued Aldrich beat him with it. In fact, the police chief says today that, well, yeah, he's got injuries, but none of them came for interaction with police. It's because the man that subdued him apparently is an ex-member of the military, used the pistol to beat him over the head, and eventually he just kind of laid there.
He was a veteran from the Iraq and Afghanistan wars.
Yep.
I wonder if this guy killed people when he was a soldier.
I wish he had done it this time.
Well, yeah. I mean, he knew what to do. And so the guy was there with his wife and his daughter and friends. They just decided that this would be a fun night to go to a drag show.
Yeah, maybe somebody wanted to go and they thought it would be funny entertainment.
He's probably was the only guy in the room that had that kind of military background and would not be afraid to jump into action and know what to do.
So Aldrich faces 5 counts of first-degree murder, 5 counts of bias-motivated crime causing bodily injury. The things that we should tell you about this guy, he's had quite a past. He was arrested in June of 2021. In connection with a bomb threat, which led to a standoff at his mother's home. What's weird about this is his mother didn't have a home. She rented a room from another person. And Aldrich would go and visit from time to time.
All 300 pounds of him.
Yep. So video obtained by CNN shows him surrendering to law enforcement last year after allegedly making this bomb threat. Footage from the Ring door camera of the owner of the house shows Aldrich exiting the house with his hands up and barefoot, walking to sheriff's deputies. They responded to a call from the man's mother that he was threatening to cause harm to her with a homemade bomb, multiple weapons, and ammunition. And deputies said the suspect refused to comply with orders to surrender. So they evacuated nearby homes because they thought he might blow everything up. Now, in a new video obtained by CNN, Aldrich appears to rant about the police and challenging them to breach the house where he was holed up. I've got the bleeping bleep heads outside. Look at that. They've got a bead on me. Pointing the camera at a window with the blinds covering it. You see that right there? Bleeping bleep heads got their bleeping rifles out. If they breach, I'm a bleeping blow it all to holy hell.
Okay. You may be
he
shocked.
He ends the video with the message, so go ahead. Come on in, boys. Let's bleeping see it.
Right. So now you heard all that? He's holding his mom hostage. He's threatening to blow the place up. He's screaming about the police. He never even got prosecuted. never got prosecuted.
Yeah, the it says here it was not immediately clear how the bomb threat case was resolved, but the Colorado Springs Gazette reported the DA's office said no formal charges were pursued in the case. They did not respond to a request from comment.
Now, I mean...
The word is that the mother and an attorney kind of got this thing squelched. That maybe but she didn't want to see her son go to jail.
Yeah, but they had video of it happening. This video just came out a little while ago, and it was... He live streamed the video from his mother's Facebook page. He took the video showing him committing the crime. So you don't need mom's testimony. She already called 911. They have that on tape. She's calling 911 to say that, hey, she's being held hostage. Her son has these weapons. Her son is threatening to blow the place up. Now this 300-pound monster sends out a video screaming about the cops. Hey, if they breach, I'm going to blow the place up. What else do you need? That's making terroristic threats at the very least.
His arrest in connection to the bomb threat would not have shown up in background checks because the case was never adjudicated. The charges were dropped. The records were sealed.
So this shooting, the blame for it is not only with Aldridge, who's clearly insane and should have been locked up 2 years ago. Who are the prosecutors? Was there a judge involved in this? Who decided, even though you had video evidence, you had audio evidence, who decided we are not going to pursue this? I mean, there must have been many charges they could have filed against him, right?
Yeah.
Kidnapping?
Domestic violence cases usually rely on the person who's the victim.
No.
But be the witness and the prime evidence, and if they don't cooperate,
but they
usually ditch these.
But they have the evidence. I mean, there comes a point where they've crossed the line, and you don't need mom. Mom's already acknowledged the crime going on. You have the 911 audio. You already had the video from this loser's live stream.
This wacko actually called up the local newspaper and told them to remove the story from their website from 2021. There's absolutely nothing there. The case is dropped. I'm asking you to either remove it or update the story. Wow.
He was arrested on 2 counts of felony menacing and 3 counts of first-degree kidnapping. Okay. The menacing is on tape. The kidnapping's on tape. The victim is admitting it on tape. What do you need?
Yeah.
And he gets nothing on his record? So when he goes out to buy the gun? I mean, when you're dealing with a crazy guy who's capable... If you don't have that military guy in the room, right, he could have killed dozens of people. Could have killed 100 people. Who knows?
Oh, easily.
Right. So you don't want to take the action against a lunatic like this. This is the kind of lunatic who finally blows one day. He's only 22. He's already 22, and he's taking his mom hostage and threatening to blow things up. Well, what do you think's going to happen next year? Oh, look at that. It is next year. Now he's shooting up a gay nightclub. I don't understand this. It was that Pulse nightclub that was shot up in Florida. Wasn't it the same thing? Didn't the guy have a record, a history?
I think so.
Yeah, the FBI had investigated him, questioned him at least twice, if I remember.
What we also found out is so far, we don't know anything why he picked the LGBTQ nightclub to shoot up. Because he has, from what we understand as of now, no footprint on social media. 22 years old, there's nothing out there from Facebook or Instagram or any of the usual places that a 22-year-old might hang out.
Well, when you shoot up a gay nightclub, I think that tips off how you're feeling about the community.
But
I don't think you need a post.
Right, but was there something that precipitated this more recently, or has he always felt this way and just decided, well, today's the day I'm going down there and
probably
I'm taking these people out?
Always been stewing about it. He's a guy who probably has a lot of things going on that piss him off.
Right.
And his parent, his mother, I don't know about the rest of the family, but they didn't cooperate with the investigation last year. Story this afternoon, they're not cooperating with this one.
Right.
Apparently he's got, a nutty grandfather who was an assemblyman up until recently in San Diego?
Yes, he just lost his reelection bid.
Yeah. Okay. So we got 3 generations of cuckoo land here.
Yeah. Yeah, that was the 2016 attack on the Pulse nightclub in Florida that you were talking about
there. Yeah, right. I remember they after a couple of days, it's like, oh, the FBI interrogated him. Oh, really? Again. There's been a number of those cases. The FBI knew who he was.
That guy is Noor Salman. Remember, they did charge his widow.
Yes.
Because he died, and she was found not guilty eventually on all counts. But now that story is coming back from 2016, yeah. All right, we got more coming up. John and Ken Show, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app. Well, Newsom has left the building. The Newsom family left California yesterday for the Thanksgiving holiday. Due to security concerns, the trip location won't be revealed until he returns next weekend. And the reason that this comes up is because they made some trips to Montana over the summer, one of 23 states to which California's banned state-funded travel due to policies it deems discriminatory
right.
to LGBTQ plus people.
Which means he's going back to Montana. Because that's probably where her family is, and it's Thanksgiving. And
I thought we're supposed to punish Montana.
What did we talk about a couple of times before? Cheap headline, cheap directive that he gives out. It affects other people, not him.
Right. And he'll say, well, this isn't state business. That was only because of state business.
No, he'll be conducting state business up there.
You'll still be adding to their economy somehow when you're there, I'm sure.
You don't think he's going to be working all week? Stuff's always going on. Of course he's working up there. He's doing state business.
Oh, I know, but I meant state business usually means you're going there to contract with another state for some goods or some sort of state resources are used.
Remember that suspicious Mexican trip? But tied themselves in knots because they were staying at this wealthy resort and they couldn't explain how.
Oh, they were supposed to be staying at a villa, right?
Right. How Newsom could afford that.
All right. Big development today in the crash last week in South Whittier, where a 22-year-old man from Diamond Bar named Nicholas Joseph Gutierrez drove his SUV into a big group, 75 cadets who were on a jog near an academy in Whittier. 25 of them got hit, and a few of them ended up in very serious shape. In fact, the update today on one of the people that was hit by the driver is that his condition has been downgraded to grave. His name is Alejandro Martinez. He suffered brain swelling, compound femur fractures, a collapsed lung, and damage to multiple organs.
He's been
placed on a ventilator.
A poor guy, poor family. That's just terrible.
Sheriff Alex Villanueva announced that they swore him in as a full deputy on Sunday. Apparently that was his life ambition, to become a deputy sheriff. So they gave him that position, and we hope he recovers. Now, the update on the story involves NBC Channel 4. They got an interview with him. I guess it's Colleen Williams, we understand. We have a small clip we can play because the whole thing's not going to air until 11 o'clock tonight. So they put out a little appetizer to get people interested in the story. And this is Colleen Williams in a short clip talking to this man, Gutierrez. And then you'll hear a reporter fill in the rest of the story.
Nicholas, how often do you think about that day and sort of replay it in your mind?
Since the second it happened, it's just, I've been living it like I woke up in a nightmare. It's the same. I didn't intentionally do it. I wish it never happened. I feel essentially like I feel bad it happened.
As a mom, you never want to see your children go through this. Never.
Now, the attorney also mentioned that the injuries on Nicholas's face are not from the accident itself, but rather as a result of him being detained at the scene. We have reached out to the sheriff's department for comment. We're still waiting to hear back from them. Now, the family also pointed out that Nicholas grew up in a law enforcement family. A lot of his relatives, his aunts, his uncles, and his own father are members of several branches of local law enforcement here in the L.A. area, the CHP, the sheriff's department, LAPD, and his dad is a corrections officer. And we also want to point out that even if he did not intentionally do this, we know that he could face criminal charges because of the severity of the injuries and, of course, the magnitude of the crash.
All right, that's from NBC4. That will air tonight, the whole interview. with the Gutierrez, and it sounds like his mother was in there too, and their attorney, Alexandra Kazarian, is supposed to be on our show tomorrow.
Okay, so this is what I think the strategy is. As Steve Gregory mentioned earlier, it's really unusual for a perpetrator to go out and give interviews to a TV station, right? You'd only do that in an extreme situation because the video looks extremely bad. He drove straight on, and he kept plowing him down. The only thing that stopped him was the light pole. What's the one thing that's difficult to prove? Whether he was asleep or not, right?
That would be. Unless you have a camera inside the car, right?
Right. Right. So, yeah, we don't know if he was angry and railing away. Can't see that. We don't, you know, the toxicology reports, so far we don't have anything back on drugs, nothing on booze. So what's the most benign thing that everybody could relate to? Oh, I fell asleep. You fell asleep. But in the same interview, apparently, he also said he was looking at the turn-by-turn instructions on his traffic app.
He's apparently installed solar panels.
Right. Because he was driving to a new job, wasn't familiar with this route, except next paragraph it says, well, he's been taking it every day. So it's not that he was unfamiliar. Which is it? Is he taking it every day? Or?
Says he wakes up at 5 a.m. and he had not been up late the night before, according to his attorney. He just fell asleep on his way to work.
Okay. He wasn't up late.
He was not. No,
he was already up for over an hour. And he's driving. And he ends up on the other side of the road driving in a straight line. And this I keep harping on because nobody's explained this yet. You fall asleep, your car drifts, it swerves. How did he end up on the other side of the road to begin with? He made a wrong turn and he was driving down facing oncoming traffic? It doesn't hold together. And I suspect, you know, they're saying, oh, he's from a police family. It's like, well, that's nice, but that doesn't really tell you how he feels about police.
That's probably a good chance that he's favorable towards police since his father was a corrections officer and his uncles are, yeah.
We don't know
no,
that.
No, you don't know that.
Right? No, we don't know that. And we don't know if he was asleep.
But they
or
haven't
not.
Uncovered any scribes that he's done on social media or any kind of evidence
right.
that he's
but
anti.
We don't know if he's asleep or not. It's just his words. Like, oh, I fell asleep. Well, how about some detail? Where did you fall asleep? Where was the last place you remember being conscious? How did you end up on the other side of the road?
Oh, that'll happen at trial.
I know. It's just like, don't swallow this. This seems to be carefully orchestrated, and I'm just suspicious.
All right.
You know who's behind this.
You draw your questions together for the attorney tomorrow. You get yourself ready.
I'm ready.
Mr. Cross-Examination.
We have Conway here.
Hey now! LAPD has announced an arrest in that brutal assault on the couple at Dodgers Stadium after an Elton John concert. Right?
Of all things.
Yeah, after an Elton John concert, everybody's supposed to be cool and mellow. The guy's ending his career, and then there's shenanigans in the parking lot.
Shenanigans. Yeah, has there ever been a fight like that after a 75-year-old entertainer finished the
fight? I don't remember that. I think everyone's just crazy. Everybody's crazy. Scammers are targeting California's middle class, their tax refund payments. And we have some breaking news. One lane reopens on the northbound 405 freeway. It's a mess out there. They've been closed at Sherman Way for an unknown duration. As authorities, they're investigating a possible car-to-car freeway shooting. They come in lumps. You know, when it happens once, it'll happen a dozen times.
Season's greetings. Yeah.
And the World Cup started today. Tied. Wow. Great, right?
The whole cup tied?
Yeah, you fly it all the way the Middle East and watch a tie.
And the ties are 0-0, 1-1.
1-1 was the tie.
Yeah. And you can't have beer, so it's
Yeah, you just sit there and watch your team sober.
Yeah, be very careful who you go out on a date with, too.
And I would think that about 95% of soccer fans drink.
Just your own?
Don't you think?
Is that right? Well, certainly in Europe they do.
Yes,
sure.
Absolutely.
Yes.
They get all crazy.
Yeah, because they have huge fights.
Oh, yeah. It's nutty.
And brawls after the game. All right, Conway's coming.
Ding dong!
Come on! Ding dong.
Together.
Michael Crozier's the news.
Yeah.
KOSTH-T2. Los Angeles, Orange County, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying...
A podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network,
available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you love Selena?
Like, really love?
Whether you saw her live, saw the movie as a kid, or saw her looks all over TikTok, there's no shortage of reasons to stan the Queen of Tejano.
And stan we do over three whole episodes of our podcast, Becoming an Icon.
We're reminiscing as lifelong Selena fans, sharing hot takes and telling her story. Listen to Becoming an Icon on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Becoming an Icon.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.